Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in to Talk to Me. We are approaching 8 years of being on this particular broadcast and coming to you live. And I want to thank you so much for your support, for listening, for being a part of this, for helping to educate the community, inspire, encourage, whatever role you have played in it, for sending this link to your friends and your family. Thank you so much for making it possible. It's been over 10,000 in listenership. I have interviewed over 275 people, celebrities and non-celebrities, and even done about 150 or more broadcasts. Some I've deleted up here, but this is our Valentine special, and it is How to Love Me. How do you want somebody to love you? How do you love you? How do you want to love other people? We are still talking about love. We are still on the topic of relationships. And there's nobody more pertinent to be on this particular show than the legendary Glenn Jones, who has brought you so many love ballads. And he knows the Word of God, and he's started off in the Word of God. And there's nobody that can love you better than Jesus himself. And so I am honored to have this man on. I'm telling you, the Lord is making my dreams come true. This year has been a great start with Doobie Powell and Stacey Ladislaw on. Some other people that were on in the past couple of months was comedian Gerald Kelly of the movie Cookout and Kevin Hart's Laughing Out Loud, Mika Jean, who's a comedian, Cinderella, author Michelle Stedmeyer, Denise Hanks, Asante Green Robinson. I mean, I've had some great people on this show, not just this past couple of months, but since I started. I mean, the list goes on with Melba Moore and J.J. Harrison, the producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Curtis Blow, CeCe Peniston. It's just been a true, true blessing how God has opened up this door for me, somebody that didn't take journalism, somebody that didn't take broadcasting. And so I thank God for that, and I give him all the praise. You know I have to start off with scriptures. But I do want to say thank you to everyone that came out to my annual workshop. It has been a couple of years since I did the Running Into the Light Women Survivor of Abuse workshop, and it was wonderful. I honored several people in the community. I wish it could have been more, but you know, the enemy has been trying to fight me so very hard to get me to just give up, lose it all, throw in the towel, lose my mind, and everything else. You know, he's a hater. He's jealous. He don't want nobody to get saved, but we had somebody that rededicated their life back to Christ at the event, Minister Campbell. She ministered. Other people ministered. I ministered. It was a blessing. I honored DJ Cool Keith of WYBC up in New Haven, Rona Durham, Minister Amanda Campbell, and Tammy V. Smith, who is a playwright. And actually, Rona's giving an event on the 24th, and it is about healing and wellness and going to the inner core and dealing with those issues so that we can begin to heal and move forward. Because you can't love yourself if you hate yourself and if you don't know how to love yourself and if you're still hurting from past wounds and if you still don't know how to forgive and how to let go and how to get well. Join as many things as you can. Get involved with stuff and do things that inspire and encourage you and motivate you and that bring progress. If not, it's going to be a self-hatred and contempt and resentment, and you're not going to be able to love you. You're not going to be able to love anyone around you. You don't even know what love is, to tell you the truth. And so we want to get to the point where we know what love is, so we know and recognize what hate is. Because it says in the Bible, if you're not for me, you're against me. So if you're against me, then that means you're an enemy. But you're not an enemy just to me. You're an enemy of God because God dwells in me. Because I am his minister to speak his word and spread his good news. So being that God dwells inside of me, you're not just being an enemy to me. So you don't want to continue to be an enemy to yourself in 2018. Nobody can't love hell out of you better than Jesus. I know, I'm a witness. So you got to get yourself right. You said work out your soul salvation. And so you want to get in a position where you can do that because you're responsible for you. And nobody can bring you the joy and the love that you need. That can't come from the outside. That got to come from the inside first. So anyway, don't let me get to start the preaching. I'm going to move on, and I'm going to read some of the scriptures that I have up here. And it says 2 Corinthians 6:14 in the English Standard Version says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" And regardless of the fact of whether they're unbelievers or not, if they got darkness in them, whether they're you know, a Christian or not a Christian, you don't want to be around that. I don't want to be around somebody mad all the time, angry all the time, hateful all the time. They ain't never got nothing positive to say, nothing good to say or contribute. You know, it's a really draining thing to be around people like that. I thank God for the friends that really truly love themselves and have been a part of my life to not just bring more wisdom, but to be there for me in the time when I need them to. And so I just bless God for that. Proverbs 21:19, "It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman." And some versions of this scripture says it's better to live in the corner of a rooftop than in a house with an angry woman. And we all know that. I mean, if you've ever experienced it, if you've ever lived long enough, you know exactly what that scripture means. 1 Corinthians 7:1-4 says, "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, that you know, it says the bed is undefiled when you're married, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And, you know, I know God definitely has really been dealing with me in that area, especially what I had to go through and what I'm still going through. And so, yes, self-control, I pray for self-control, and I thank God that he has given that to me. He's just trying to develop it even more, because some of the things that I would do, I haven't. Some of the things I could do, I didn't, but Jesus is holding me back. But it's saying right here, if you're talking about boyfriend and girlfriend, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are actually married in that scripture. You can't be married to someone else if you're already married. You can't be married to someone if you have not divorced the first person yet. You can't be married to someone if you got five baby mamas that you're still sleeping with, you got some side chicks, side whatever, and you know, on the side. That's not what that scripture is talking about or who it is talking to. So let's be very clear on that. Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And also, men, if you'd like to know what type of woman that you should be choosing, Proverbs 31, if you can get into that, that talks a little bit about it as well. But I'm going to go as far as those who are looking for a wife. Let me go very quickly into this because I got to read Glenn Jones' bio. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. You know, we walk a fine line when it comes to knowing what love really is for those who never knew that growing up and all you saw was violence and abuse. And things of that nature, that is not love. That is not love, and is definitely being harsh when it concerns if there's any type of abuse in the relationship towards the woman or the man. 1 Corinthians 13:47, we read this last time, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. You can go to Ephesians 5:33, women, men, and you can go to Ephesians 5:25, and it's good to read all of that. But I am going to get into the bio now because I know that he'll be calling in soon, and I just want to get this in and make sure that I am introducing him correctly. So let me start with this. For over 30 years, Glenn Jones has been using his gift to touch others in a way that only his voice can do. Just one listen to the proclaimed ambassador of love, and you will know why the powerhouse vocalist and love song perfectionist has surpassed the test of time. Born in Jacksonville, Florida, Jones began singing at the tender age of well, I just got disconnected for a short minute there, y'all, and I hope y'all heard most of the bio. But if you didn't, I'm going to read it after I interview him because I don't want to take up no more time. I just went through the whole bio and realized that my call sharing had ran out. This is why I got to have a backup phone. So thank you for being patient, and I'm going to plug Mr. Glenn Jones in right after I play a 1 minute of Show Me so y'all can just get your memory jogged of who he is if you have forgotten. There you have it. I'm going to plug him in right now. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. Mr. Glenn Jones. It's an honor to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And I was reading your bio. My call sharing went out. But that's okay. We'll get to that bio later. I'm just glad that you took out your time to call in. You're making one of my dreams come true. And it's truly a blessing to have you on.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah, so it says in your bio that you started singing at the age of 4 years old. What was that like coming up for you during that time?
It was great. You know, I grew up in church, and somehow I discovered that I could sing. Nobody really believed me at first, you know. And then my mother, she started taking me to, you know, different conventions and church meetings and stuff, and I would sing, and my pastor would let me sing. So it was the beginning of everything.
Right, right. And it says that you were the only one out of 10 siblings that was, you know, could sing the way that you did. I mean, what was that like?
actually, 9 siblings. I'm the last one.
Okay.
It was kind of special, you know, because by me, you know, always having that talent, it gave me self-confidence. You know, it made me feel good about myself, and I knew what I wanted to do and what I wanted to be. And it gave me a lot of joy. It brought me a lot of happiness.
Yes, yes. And during the time that, you know, you were coming up there, I know there was a lot of the civil rights movement, a lot of unrest, racial unrest, and things of that nature. And coming from Jacksonville, Florida, that's where my father's people are from. Yeah. I've never been there. But what was that tension like, having to go on stage and perform at so young and dealing with that type of, situations?
Well, like I said, most of my singing at that time was in the church, you know, which was a safe place for me. My mother was a missionary. She was a missionary and evangelist. She was what they call a superintendent of the Sabbath school, because we went to church on Saturdays, you know, Seventh-day Adventist Pentecostal. So that's why I spent most of my time singing, until I met this group from Jacksonville. They came to my church, and they asked me to a pastor asked me to sing a song to open up the program. So I sung, and they heard me. I was about nine, ten. Yeah, and they heard me. And that's when I really got out and started singing abroad, you know. But, I grew up at that time. I grew up in the 60s, you know.
Right.
Experiencing, you know, that Southern, you know, bias and that racism, you know. I had a father and 6 brothers, you know, black men in the South, you know. And I would hear them talk, see them deal with different situations, you know. And I had, you know, a couple of confrontations, you know, in that regard, you know. And I learned early, but, you know, I had a great childhood. I had a lot of big brothers and sisters, and you know, my mother and father, they were good people. So, I'm grateful for the time that I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you know, I'm sure that had an impact on you when it came to writing at some point in your life. I know you have a lot of love ballads. I mean, I fell in love with you as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old teenager. I mean, me and my friend, my girlfriend, used to play your album over and over again. I mean, amongst some other people.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Yes. So, the experience with writing, when did that come into play? Because I know sometimes when you're entering into a contract and you're a new artist, they sometimes don't give you an opportunity to write.
Yeah, well, you know, I was writing before I got to, like, all the major labels and stuff. I started writing when I was 14 because I started a group. I had a gospel group called the Modulations from
yes.
Jacksonville. They were like my childhood friends, some of them, you know, my church friends, young guys, and we started a group. So I started, trying my hand at writing at that point. You know, I was writing, basically just gospel songs, but, you know, all of it was dealing with the, you know, love, the subject of love, you know, love thyself,
yes.
love thy brother, you know, love God and all of that. And when I got older and I got into writing music for my R&B, you know, projects, you know, for me it was the same approach, you know, love is love.
Right.
You know? And I tried to stay, you know, on that path, and I've always done that kind of music. You know, I have a new album that's coming out, and it's, it's the kind of album that a lot of people who are getting married, you know, and people celebrating
uh-huh.
anniversaries and stuff, I can see a lot of them, you know, leaning towards, you know, using that music, you know, in their celebrating, you know, and you know, getting married and celebrating different, you know, relationship, you know, days. So I'm still doing the same thing, you know. To me, it was always about writing about what you know. You know, and I was
right.
taught love from the beginning, you know, when I was born. You know, I grew up in a loving house, you know, and my mother and my father, they were, you know, real cool with each other. And, you know, it was just, you know, they were older parents, but they always, you know, made the family come first. You know, it was always, you know, love your
right.
brothers and sisters, and look out for them, you know, and help one another. It was always that kind of thing. So I think it was what I knew.
And so when you met Genovia, your wife, in 2003, you were already groomed. You were already groomed for love. You already had established, you know, a name for yourself because you had done We've Only Just Begun. I mean, I've been searching. Baby, come
yeah.
home. Here I go again. I've been playing Here I Go Again almost every day when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
Here I Go Again. I mean, it's just these songs are classics now. And Show Me, and they,
yeah.
you know, are songs that you play when you're in love, when you are, you know, with your partner or your mate or even by yourself. But they're definitely songs you play at Valentine's and weddings and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So when you met your wife, what were you looking for? Because you had such a wide, wide audience.
Well, not at that point. Not at that point. I met my wife many years before that. I met
okay.
my wife back in 1980.
Okay,
we weren't married,
I see.
You know, we weren't married then, but I met her. I heard her sing, and I was singing with her uncle. Her uncle was a legendary gospel singer, Julius Cheeks. And I was singing with him because he and I were on the same record label, and he had a new album that they had released, and he needed, I guess you could call it, a backup band. So I had my group, and we went out on the road with him. He was doing well. His record was doing well. And that's when I got a chance to meet her. So we ended up working on a project, her album.
Okay.
She did an album called Heaven on Savoy Records. And it was on the top
right.
of the chart, you know, gospel chart for months, you know. And we used to tour together, you know, she and I and my band, my group, and I did an album, which was my second album
mm-hmm.
for that label, and she sang on that
right.
album, helped me with that, and we were just, you know, we were doing music together, and we were in a relationship, you know,
right.
so,
okay.
yeah, so.
Well, what qualities and traits, because our topic tonight, I'm trying to get this in, just one question on pertaining to it, how to love me. And we've been talking about what love is and what love is not for over the past few weeks, even back to when Doobie Powell was on. But I wanted to know from you, what character traits were you looking for in a mate?
Well, I was looking for somebody who believed in what I was doing, you know, my music, you
right.
know. I was looking for somebody who was family oriented. I was looking for somebody who believed in God, you know.
Yeah.
I was looking for somebody that had a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for somebody with a great cook.
I knew that's right.
Was, you know. Yeah, but she was all of that, you know. Anything she puts her hand to, it's just gonna be. She's going to turn it into gold. You know, that's just the way it is,
oh,
whatever
right
it is.
She,
if it's, you know, getting out in the garden and planting flowers and vegetables, or, you know, rose, you know, whatever it is, she's got that green thumb. You know, it's just,
right.
It was amazing. There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
You know, she was, you know, the youngest in her family, you know, and she was musical, which I was the youngest in my family. We had the same initials, G.J., Glenn Jones, Nelia Jeter. My address in Florida was 1216. Her mother's address in D.C. was 5216.
Wow.
It was crazy, you know, and we both idolized the same, you know, artists. You know, we both were like nuts over Donny Hathaway and Aretha Franklin, you know.
Right,
we had the
right.
same flavor, you know, same style, you know, even, you know, fashion-wise, you know, we liked, you
yeah.
know, the same stuff. You know, whenever I would see her, she'd just be, you know, just sharp, just, you know,
right.
exquisite. So,
yes.
yeah, we were the same things, and, you know, God gave me that. So,
right.
yes, it's been many more years in 2003, I was back in 80, so that's 38 years. You know?
Wow, congratulations. And I was looking
yeah.
at a video of her singing on Soul Train and you
yeah.
singing on Soul Train. And I said, yes, I said, both of y'all got the same demeanor when y'all were performing. It was like, I said, yeah, they're a good match. I could tell.
Yeah. We sang well together. You know, I know what she's going to do sometimes before she does it. And then I'll do something, or she'll say, do this. And I was like, okay, yeah, I was, you know, I'm feeling that, you know. So it's sometimes
right.
it's hard to tell apart, you know, singing certain stuff,
yeah.
particularly backing vocals and stuff.
Well, real quick, could you just tell us before, you know, we move on, because I do want to get a little bit of your bio in. I know the fellas are standing by, my second and third guests, and I know they want to say hello to you real quick. But
okay.
what would you tell people who are trying to, aspiring artists in this game? One of my friends, St. John, he's on the line holding some Staten Island. And to have longevity and to have the integrity and character that you possess. I mean, because truthfully, you're out there, you're singing. Women could have been falling all over you everywhere. So how did you keep that?
Well, you know, there's always going to be that. You know, you can, you know, look at the church. You know, you have women falling over the preacher. You know, that's just the way it is.
right,
hey,
right.
Let's keep it real now, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it's
you know,
the truth, right? You ain't lying.
Yeah, you know, we all know what's right and what's wrong, you know, and not to say that nobody's perfect, because we're not, because, you know,
nope.
there's none perfect but the Father, you know.
That's right.
And hopefully, you know, you got the kind of relationship at home that will that will affect you in a manner of not wanting to bring that kind of thing, you know, within your home life or whatever. You know, it's hard. You know, I've been doing this forever, and you know, the thing about it is that, you know, I got a friend. He tells me, he said he goes to church every Sunday because he's got issues and he needs help, and
that
don't just get fixed. You know, it's a work in progress. You know, and
yes.
that's what we are. So, you know, you got to know what's right and what's wrong for yourself.
Right, right, absolutely. And to not have you on, and you don't just give us a little taste of any song that you have sang, just something, that would be my dream, making it complete, of you blessing this show, Talk to Me. Would you be able to do just a little something? Show me a piece. Here I go again.
We've only just begun. The romance is not over. Got a lot of love to give. Yeah. Little piece. There you go.
Yes, that was a piece. Thank you.
Yeah.
In the poet world, we snap. So I truly appreciate you for coming on. I thank you so much. I would love to have you back on at a later date where we can have more time and don't have to go through it so quickly. But I was reading your bio and got through it so wonderfully just to find out that I wasn't even on the line. But anyway, it's all right.
It's all good. Yeah.
Yes. But I'm going to plug in Brian DeCauzy, who's out of Stanford, and St. John. If you could just say hello to both of them.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
All right, yourself. What's up, my brother?
I'm great. I'm great, my brother.
I see. I want to tell you one thing. You still got the vocals, man. I'm definitely happy for my wife, for my future wife. Definitely, I'm gonna have you singing. I'm gonna have you sing at the wedding.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. Well, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, man.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Jones, and I appreciate it. Tell your wife hello, and thank you to your manager for setting everything up. And just please, if you would, bless my show again sometime before the end of the year by coming on again. I would truly appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt. I'll come back on when I've got my new music. I've got a new album coming out in May, so we'll make it, you know, after that.
Okay. Okay, and where can they find that? When you said in May on iTunes?
Yeah, it's going to be on iTunes on all the different sites. You know how it is. You know what it is.
Okay,
the independent game now. So you know, yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. You have a blessed night.
You're welcome. Okay. You too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Hello.
Well, there you have it. That was Mr. Glenn Jones, legendary, a recording artist. You have seen him over the past 30, 40 years singing songs such as Here I Go Again, I've Been Searching, Show Me. I'm actually going to go to one of his songs right now. So I'm asking you fellas if you could just please hold the line and I will plug you back in. Now, you can find Glenn Jones' music everywhere. Please go to iTunes, YouTube, all the different social media sites. Look up his music if you don't know him. But if you are like me and you were born in the 70s and you were a teenager during the 80s, you got to know this man. Like I said, he's saying, show me, here I go again. I've been searching, and so many other ballads that he has, and he's still in the game. He's still singing. I'm just going to read a little more of his bio. I'm not going to go through the whole entire thing because we're running out of time. But he was, RCA was impressed, and soon Glenn was signed as a solo artist, releasing 3 albums with the label, giving us hits like Show Me and I Am Somebody. In 1987, Glenn was signed to Jive Records, where he wrote his signature song, We've Only Just Begun. Other hits like Number One, Here I Go Again, Stay, I've Been Searching, Baby Come Home, continue to follow, rightfully establishing Glenn as the true ambassador of love that knows how to write, produce, sing, and present his love songs that continues to surpass the test of time. He has worked with Regina Bell, Dionne Warwick, Gene Karn, has sang on stage by special request with Aretha Franklin. He met his wife, and they've been together now, as he was saying, 38 years, Genovia Jeter, and they've done some music together and singles like Don't Walk Away, Where Is Love, and Together. Along his journey, Glenn combined his singing career with acting in various stage productions, including Sing Mahalia Sing with Jennifer Holliday, whom I interviewed about 2 years ago. David Payton's When a Woman Set Up. He has been nominated and won a Grammy Award, a Stella Award, and his wife has been featured on different albums, and they've sang together. He has also worked with Ayanna Crawley, who and his wife, who is his niece, and in 2013, and she was on Sunday Best, and if you remember the song Every Day, so that was the song. So I just wanted to give a little bit more of that. He's worked also with the Williams brothers, Melvin Williams, on songs and singles like God Is Good, and et cetera. So hopefully we'll have him back again before the end of the year, but he did say his music is coming out again in May. So my first caller, I'm going to plug him in, and I'm going to plug my third caller in because we went over just a little bit, and we're going to hear first what Brian DeCausey has to say, who's calling out from Stamford, Connecticut, who just was speaking with Mr. Jones, and my friend, aspiring recording artist out of Staten Island, St. John, on the topic, How to Love Me. You are tuned in to Talk to Me Radio. I just want to say that if you would please go to my website, which is listed on the show page. It has all the information up. I'm getting ready to start auditions for A Star Is Born 9 on Time, which is going to be in the summer. And if you can contribute or donate or want to participate, please give me a call, email me, text me. And also I'm going to be registering people who are available in March for the writing classes that people have been asking me to do for the past several months. Go to my website, support me, buy my books. I have 12 paperbacks and 4 e-books. All right, I'm going to plug Brian in right now. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing,
Brian?
Just being blessed.
Good,
how you with yourself?
I'm doing fine. My voice is getting a little tired, but we're gonna make it through this show. And
yeah.
I just am excited to hear what you have to say on the topic, How to Love Me, and what John has to say. I'm gonna plug him in, Brian, while you're on as well, so we can kind of go back and forth and piggyback off of each other. Hello?
Hey, what's up, sis?
Hi, how you doing, John?
I'm doing great. You sound good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I thought it was sounding a little scratchy and cracked up, but thank you.
Yeah, but, you know,
yes.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, and you've been on my show several times over the past, 5, 6 years, And Brian's on now. Brian's out of Stanford, so if you guys want to say hello.
What's up, Brian?
What's going on, brother?
All right, my man. Look forward to meeting you one of these days, my friend.
Yes, hey, Stanford's the hometown. You got to come check this out.
Oh, no doubt. I'm in Connecticut, you know, from time to time, so I'll be sure to look you up.
Okay, I'm always here.
That's what's up.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, Brian, you've done a lot of community service as well as John. Both of you have been in entertainment, St. John a little bit more so when it concerns that. Brian, you are a businessman as well. You sell products, you sell jewelry and things of that nature. This is how you got involved with Diamonds in the Rough, by being a vendor with some beautiful, might I say, products, jewelry and things of that nature. But you have always given good advice when it comes to love. And I know you to be a true gentleman. I know you to be someone who is true to your word. So you've given advice a lot on love. How would you say you want somebody to love you? What is your opinion?
First of all, I thank you for all the compliments.
You're welcome.
Well, it's not about how I want someone to love me, because I, you know, use more or less, I guess, the key to sum it up, I want just someone to love me for me. You know,
right.
When I talk, I want them to do the same thing as I do to them. Take off your mask. Don't have
right.
your mask when you talk to me. Be who you are.
Right. Yeah.
No hidden agendas and so on and so forth. You know, and.
Amen.
And that's what, and that's how, to myself, I met an amazing lady. So she took off her mask.
Right.
And I took off mine. So with that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's why, you know, that's what makes a great relationship. Because when
yeah.
you have a connection
yeah.
and communication, you have the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone look at this. It's not about finance. It's not about all the other, anything material. No, everything you're saying is connection and communication, I feel, for relationships. Because that's the little thing that people, they think that just communication always key in any relationship, especially. Because you can't talk to your mate about anything there is, then you won't, you know, you don't even have respect for each other.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Communication is extremely important because people expect you to be mind readers. And I'm not in the mind reading game. I'm the type, you got to tell me if what it is raw, uncut, just the way it, just put it out there so I can know what I'm working with, because other than that, I'm not going to pick up on it. I'm just not, you know. And so I agree with that. What do you think, John? He talked about communication. That's one of the keys.
Okay.
What would you say?
I definitely have to piggyback off of that, because that is the key. That is the cornerstone. So without
right.
that, you pretty much don't have a shot. What communication yeah. creates is trust. And that's
mm-hmm.
when you can take off the mask and you can give yourself fully to that person, because you know you can trust your heart with that person. So communication is the cornerstone, and that communication creates the trust. That trust, when you have that trust, that can create the fantasy, that can create the love, because you can't make people be what they're not. You know, so you're giving yourself 100% to a person, and they only giving 50%, because, you know, they may be based on, you know, it's not based on love, it's not based on communication. And I will say this, that true love is rare. It's hard to come across in your lifetime. So if and when you find it, I suggest you try to hold on to it. And let me say this also about that is I've been married twice, okay? Always have, you know, had challenges along the way. But one thing I learned about people is you can't change, you know, who they are, whether they like you or not, whether they respect you or not, that's up to them. But I think what's most important is, like I said, when you find true love, is to try to hold on to it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I have to share with you a real quick story, and I'll be brief. I have been loved. I have been loved where I had that respect. I mean, the person that loved me was maybe not the cutest, maybe didn't have the biggest butt, but she loved me. She was a great cook. She took care of the laundry. She took care of the bills were balanced. The kids were on point. All the kids graduate and go to school. I had that, and unfortunately at the time, I was not ready to commit to one person, and she was already, you know, trying to get rid of another relationship. So it wasn't quite the right time. But I was just grateful to have someone to really show, after all the dating and after all the different relationships and different marriages, that there is love out there. It's rare. So I said, when you do find it, hold on to it.
Yes, absolutely. And before I go back to Brian, how to love, I came up with this topic because what I found in working with people and being in, you know, helping people and people helping me, what I've learned is that, like you said, you can't make somebody change, whether it's for the good or whether it's for the bad. If a person does not want, if they don't want to change, it's not going to happen. And for myself at 46, going on 47, I'm not in the game to be my husband's pastor, starting off, because I'm a woman first. I'm a black woman next, okay? And, you know, for me, it's respect. It's that it's the trust. It's the honesty, because I'm very blunt. I've always been that way. I can't even help myself. When I try to be graceful in that area, I seem to always fail. So whoever I'm with, I'm going to have to compliment them, and they're going to have to compliment me. And I liked what Glenn Jones said. He said when a person believed in his music, I'm going to have somebody that believes in me, what I'm about, what Diamonds in the Rough is. Understand my ministry, understand the minister in me, understand the woman in me, understand the sister in me, understand the friend in me, and understand that I can be all those components, and you're going to have to fit in there. There's going to have to be a man that's very confident, because I know a lot of people, and you know, you can't be with someone that's insecure, because they'll think that every time you're on the phone with a man, you're trying to get with them. So there's a lot of different things that I'm looking for, and that's why I've waited. I've been 12 years celibate by the grace of God. you know, and have stopped a lot of things in my life, but I'm not perfect, and I'm still working on me. And so, you know, how to love me would be a different facet of knowing me, the creative side, the wild side, the educated side, but they all come together, the good, bad, and the ugly. What do you say to that, Brian?
Okay. I'm just laughing. I'm sorry, because you told your age.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm just,
well, we still look good. Coming from where we come, back in the, we call it the breakdancing era.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes,
I'm too young
do.
For that. Well, let me just say this. Any relationships also too. One thing, the key thing, one, a lot of people don't understand. Stop settling. You settle for things that you think that there's there. I put a quote on Facebook where that it says, "Did he lie to you, or did you lie to yourself about who you thought they was?"
Oh, wow. Deep.
So that's the thing. you have to ask yourself, you know, I'm going to settle for things in your life. You know, sometimes people have to learn and stand on their own two feet to actually succeed
right.
for themselves. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you try to depend on someone, oh, because they got a bigger bank account than you, they have more than you. No, you
right.
can't do that. Because, you know what I'm saying, that's yours. When you get with someone and you find your soulmate like I have, she is everything. She is everything I've been wanting and everything I need in my life.
Praise God. I'm so happy for you, Brian. I know what you've been through.
And the thing is, she makes way more money than I do. But the thing is, that's not the factor. It's just that, you know what, we love each other for who we are.
Right.
And that's the thing. And I don't need to go out and mind you, she's in Philadelphia and I'm here
right.
in Connecticut. And we make a long distance relationship work.
Right.
Because
right.
communication, and we've been at that connection. So it's in a wonderful
yes.
thing.
And creativity, yeah. I might say. It's got to be some creativity and some romance. And
okay,
I know
we're talking about sex now. See? Why are you bringing sex into this? Hold on.
I ain't bringing no sex in. Shut up. But that's true, too. In that area, you were young, you know, you've been married. Your bed is under fire. You got to be creative in and out of the bedroom.
Yes, indeed.
Us as brothers, you know, a lot of people don't understand us who we are sometimes. And I'm happy that, you know, the lady I'm with, she understands who I am. She lets me be who I am, where, you know,
right.
that I have a lot of love to give. And I am so beyond it, stoked and happy that I'm giving it to her. And that's the only person I'm giving it to.
All right now.
You know.
Hello. That deserves some snacks.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, well, Brian, I'm going to stop you right there. I want John to have the last word. Because we're running out of time and we only got about 90 seconds before it completely stops recording. So, John, wrap us up and tell us, you know, give us some nuggets of what your thoughts are.
All right, excellent. One thing that we know about relationships, first of all, rather obvious, but I must point it out, is that opposites attract. So, that being the case, you got two different worlds coming together that have never been together before, and you're trying to make all this stuff fit. So, bottom line is, it's going to take work. That ain't easy. Okay, so it's going to take work, and you got to be able to give and take where you can put up with her BS, and she can put up with your stuff.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody
absolutely.
Perfect. And everybody's going to have to, you know.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. So,
because
everybody,
the honeymoon
you know,
stage. Will last for so long. You know, you're right.
Right, thank you. So it's got to be a give and take, and it takes it takes patience. But most of all, once you have that and you're willing to work, you got to put God in the middle of this for this thing to work. Because faith without works is dead. So subsequently, you know, love without works is dead too. So we gotta work. We gotta know what the word is from the Almighty, and share that together and be on one accord, and so you're equally yoked with that person. Therefore,
absolutely.
Your opportunity for success and your potential for success is that much greater. And if nothing else, even if it ends, hopefully you learn something from that person, and it can end in a cordial way
right.
instead of back and forth or court or any other worst scenarios. So
yes,
it takes work.
Absolutely.
It definitely takes work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much, fellas, for calling in. I really appreciate it. I know we ran out of time. I expected to have at least 5 more minutes. But next time, and hopefully, Brian, you can come back on again and share. And, John, I know you're always going to support Diamonds in the Rough and be a part of that, and I appreciate everything.
You're very welcome.
I wish you all the best, and thank you so
and
much.
To you.
You guys have a good night. Thank you.
God bless you. You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. That was Mr. Glenn Jones, legendary R&B singer. And then we had Brian DeCauzy out of Stamford, Connecticut. And then we had my friend, long-term friend, another long-term friend, St. John out of Staten Island. And I just appreciate their thoughts because it's good to hear what a man is feeling and what he is thinking and what he has to say on the subject. So I appreciate it. I'm going to take you out with a little bit of Fantasia now. Free yourself. If you need to get free, free yourself on this year. If you don't do nothing else, because I know I am trying with everything in me, 125%, to get free of everything negative, ill, disgusting, whatever it may be, not good or good rapport or pure or anything hurtful or harmful. I am trying to free myself on this year so I can live longer and I can live and enjoy my life, whether I am married or not. Thank you so much for tuning in to talk to me.